And now we're going to pick it up here. You ready, boys? So 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's a lot of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, knowing this a lot of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, this a lot of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, won't it Satan blow it out? I'm gonna let it shine, knowing won't it Satan blow it out? I'm gonna let it shine, won't it Satan blow it out? I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
The award-winning band The Dead South is one of the most unique sounds to come out of the Canadian scene in the past few years. My name is Ben in Toronto, I'm your host, and this is New Ones at Noon. Welcome to Dropout Radio, and if you're joining us on Apple or Stitcher, welcome to New Music Mondays, and this is a podcast, and that's awesome. And thanks everybody for listening on the podcast station, that's super cool. The Dead South made a pretty big dent in our collective memory in 2016 with their sleeper hit, Hell in Good Company. The song Hell in Good Company was written in 2014, but didn't make it onto the radio, that I'm aware of at least, until 2016, when the video for Hell in Good Company went more than just a little viral, reaching over 192 million views on YouTube to date. Now, when I say the Dead South is an award-winning band, you can take that statement to the bank. The Dead South have won the Juno for the Traditional Roots Album of the Year in 2018 and again this year in 2020. They also won the 2019 Canadian Independent Music Video Award for Best Independent Folk Music Video of 2019. And I know that because their award is still sitting on my desk because they have not picked it up. And likely they are not concerned about that due to their Juno presence, which is by far a more important award than the Dropout Independent Canadian Music Video Awards. Not that that isn't important. It is, and you should check it out at independentmusicvideoawards.com. Nominations are open now, but back to the Dead South. The band just released a new EP with two songs on it. First one we've already heard a little bit of, and I'm sure you know. The second one is called House of the Rising Sun. This is House of the Rising Sun by the Dead South.
Thank you.
Awesome track by The Dead South. Hannah Georges is a pop rock singer-songwriter from Vancouver, BC. She's also from my hometown, Newmarket, Ontario, which is kind of crazy because I have never heard of her before this week. She's also exactly my age. Yeah, so I'm on top of my shit, ladies and gentlemen, obviously. It's a big world. It's a big world out there. That's all I can say. Definitely happy that I did come across Hannah Georges. Her music is absolutely a fresh sort of dose of good music. Good music. Goodness. This is her new song, Dreams. It's super moody, but it's super reassuring. And I think reassuring is really good right now. This is the new one by Hannah Georges. This is Dreams.
All the pieces shouldn't fall in line. When you gonna wake up and change your mind? I just sit back and close my eyes. This is some kind of paradise. And if the world comes down,
absolutely beautiful track. Next up is Heather Valley. Heather Valley is a singer-songwriter based in Hamilton, Ontario. I had the chance to meet Heather in a live stream a while back. You can check out the full interview at quarantinesongs.com, but here's what some of that sounded like. I creeped in your Instagram a bit, and you do a lot of traveling. Do you tour a lot? Is that just a part of your life? And do you have any amazing travel stories that can inspire us for one day when we can all travel again?
Oh my gosh. So I travel as often as I can. And often it's either for shows that I'm playing or it's for shows I'm going to see. I do tour quite a lot. And in terms of hearing travel story, let's see. Well, I'll tell you one that's a little bit unconventional. So my family, one part of my family is from Italy, and Italian peasant culture is very connected to occult Catholicism. So that's the idea of worshiping a saint to be able to access God in some way. My hometown in Italy is famous. The first Thursday of every May, they have a saint veneration festival for their saint, San Domenico, who protects people from toothache and snake bite. It's a very rocky, mountainous region, and there are a lot of snakes that farmers would have to encounter on a daily basis, so this was an important thing to them. But what's happened over the years is they collect snakes from all of the hills for a Catholic ritual, which is really odd because of the idea of the serpent from the devil or from the book of Genesis. And they drape the statue of this saint with living, writhing snakes. Just so happens that the festival happens on Labor Day, which is a statutory holiday in Italy. So people from all over flood this tiny little town. 300 people live there now, 10,000 people will show up for this festival. Wow. And everywhere you look, you see people shoulder to shoulder and snakes, living snakes everywhere.
And no snakes are harmed during the process of this festival. They're just decorative.
Yeah, there are a lot of ways that you could try to explain why they're so docile, but the spiritual belief there is that the saint has dominion over nature and protects mankind at that time. So I thought maybe I would give them a shout out because Italy's been so hard hit and my heart is with the people who are there. And hopefully we can get back to a world where we can go to shows, where we can be in public spaces together, and where we could do amazing things like that together.
Heather Valley's music describes an other world of heartbreak, a mysterious universe with a landscape carved by loss, love, and longing. Big skies, heavy clouds above clear horizons, unending roads, con men and drifters, and lovers and ghosts. This is Heather Valley's new song, Emily.
Shoulders ache.
awesome. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me on another episode of New Ones at Noon, New Music Mondays, our radio show / podcast, depending on where you're listening. I hope you're all doing well and keeping on out there. Let me know how you're doing on our social media. Connect with us at Drop It Entertainment on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all those fun things. And connect with us on our website at dropoutentertainment.ca. There's always new music coming out, new music news coming out there too. And stay tuned right now on Dropout Radio for some more independent Canadian music. This has been in Toronto, everybody. This is New Ones at Noon. Thanks for tuning in to Dropout Radio.